Minister, colleague ministers, excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the end of this day and a half, very interesting and fruitful bi-regional dialogue. And I must say, on a personal note, that I have been not only happy with the outcome, but mostly with the relations which have been built up, and with the very outspoken engagement ministers and representatives have shown in order to increase the collaboration in between the two sides and to bridge the digital divide and to work for better inclusion of all our citizens. We know that this forum is essential for the preparation for the EU-LAC summit on the 12th of May, which will be attended by our heads of state and of government. And they will address three key themes of our partnerships: social cohesion, regional integration, multilateralism. And at the last summit in 2004 in Mexico, they have asked us to work on the potential of ICT for the social cohesion, and they have given us a mandate. Now, we have taken this mandate very seriously. Once we have been working in Rio de Janeiro, notably the Brazilian Science and Technology Ministry, represented at this session by Minister Luis Fernandez, has been making the work possible. Today, the work has been possible in continuity by the very strong engagement of our Portuguese friends. And I would really like to thank them, because without their help, it would not have been possible to reach such positive conclusions. I think we have all understood that ICT are a very important factor in order to foster regional integration. Common and open ICT standards will provide a contribution to promote regional and global integration, as shown by the successful examples of the internet and the mobile communications through the GSM standard. Now, we have managed to get a declaration, although it is not perfect, but I think one has to read it from the beginning to the end, because I fully agree with my colleague ministers. If you look at Article 4 of the draft declaration, it is not very satisfactory. I prefer to forget Article 4 and read Article 13, because in Article 13, everything they have said, and I believe, and you believe, is written down. Namely, that the big success story, which is the Red Clara Géant collaboration, has to be highlighted, has to have continuity, has to have an extension. So I would like very much Article 13 of the Joint Declaration to be our conclusion of this meeting. The European Commission, as you know, ladies and gentlemen, has recently adopted two communications, one on its relations with Latin America and one on its relation with the Caribbean. Because it's late, I'm not going to tell you everything which is written in these communications, because you have read them and you know. What is important, that we have added today a very important element in order to put this declaration into practice, because we need ICT in order further to deepen our partnership. And in this sense, research is one of the fields where there is a very strong potential and new opportunities for international cooperation under the CEPHIS framework program, which will start the 1st of January 2007. As you know, in this program, we will reflect on common priorities for both the regions, and one of these, I'm sure, is certainly going to be the digital inclusion. We could notably work together on research and development for low-cost technologies and applications to bridge the digital divide. One area with a strong potential for such a cooperation is the digital TV, even its role to foster digital inclusion. And I would like to repeat what I said already yesterday, that we are willing to establish a partnership on the development of an EU LAC digital TV system in order to accommodate in this system the specific needs of the LAC region. And as I said already, and I'm glad that we have this Article 13 of the conclusions, we have a real success story, which is our research and education network, REC-LADA and GEON. And this pioneering endeavor, removing the geographical distance factor, fosters virtual cooperation able to cross-fertilize the results of research. The ALICE projects have already had the benefit of the enduring broadband infrastructure, and moreover, the world-leading European grid infrastructures have now been extended to Latin America, opening new horizons on the sharing of expensive computing facilities, sophisticated scientific instruments, expensive medical equipment or data repositories of scientific information. And it becomes clear that the interconnection of REC-LADA and GEON is a major success, and that's why it is important that we ensure its reinforcement and in extension in time and towards regions such as, for example, the Caribbean, who are so eager to participate in this effort. And it will be also important to ensure the continuity of the ongoing dialogues under the ALICE program, notably regarding policy and regulatory dialogue. Ladies and gentlemen, I will not finish this speech without having told you what is very near to my heart, and you know it, and that is our content industry, that is our rules, that is the expression the modern technology gives us to what we are, what we want, what we strive for, what are our dreams, and most of all, and most beautifully, what are the dreams of those who are next to us. And so I believe that we really should concentrate between your area of the world and between my area of the world about fostering the creativity which is in our citizens, the creative industry, the creation of content, the creation of innovative services, because that is what our people want us to do, and that is what will create a world where we will be together, understand each other, work together, and show solidarity. So I really do believe that we have gone a step further this time in order jointly to exploit the potential of ICT to foster social cohesion, competitiveness, cultural diversity. And I would very much like that the successes which each of us experience will be shared successes by all. If we manage to do that, then this conference was a good investment.